Jeff Getty is celebrating today. His body, though weakened by AIDS, has survived another year. But the past year has also had its disappointments. He sent us these thoughts.
1 year ago tomorrow, doctors performed a baboon bone marrow transplant on an AIDS patient in a daring attempt to try to restore his immune system. That patient was me. Though the transplanted graft only lasted 2 weeks or so, I had a much improved year health-wise, as my own immune system was able to return stronger than before. To many, the transplant was a strong message that people with AIDS and their doctors are doing anything and everything thinkable to find solutions. Given the incredible increases in new AIDS drugs in the last year, you would think that the drug companies are also doing anything and everything to bring new drugs to market. Well, not quite. And certainly most people would think that the AIDS industry, all those foundations and community-based organizations that try to help people with AIDS, are also doing everything possible to get new drugs to those in need. Well, not exactly either. I and many others have taken and already become resistant to most of the new approved drugs. And some of the newer, more potent treatments are not making it to market. For example, the drug company Glaxo Welcome has a new drug called 1592. 1592 could keep us alive another year or more, but the company refuses to even start a small compassionate use program, and it has excluded people with advanced AIDS from all the available trials. AIDS activists believe Glaxo Welcome is moving slowly on 1592 in order to protect their older drug, AZT. The company says it's moving as quickly as it can, but I suspect the company wants to milk every last dollar out of the old dinosaur, AZT. Thousands may die waiting for this new drug, and a corporate decision maker, not my doctor, holds my life in his hands. And once we ever do get these new drugs approved, paying for them will be the next hurdle. There is a national program called ADAP, the AIDS Drug Assistance Program, that pays for drugs for people who cannot get insurance coverage. Recently, Congress allocated another $100 million for the ADAP to help pay for some of the new miracle drugs. But in the middle of the night, on the last day of the congressional budget deadline, a coalition of AIDS industry lobbyists and others found a way to grab half the ADAP money and siphon it into their own programs. Now, instead of getting ADAP drugs, people with AIDS face lotteries in some states and no drugs at all in others. Could it be true? Must we now fight the AIDS service providers as well to get the drugs we need to stay alive? In the complex AIDS money allocation battle, people with AIDS are being pitted against each other as the AIDS industry fills its pockets. In Eleanor Burkett's book, The Gravest Show on Earth, she reveals that AIDS Foundation upper management employees are making six-figure incomes. Huge amounts of so-called program money, money to help poor and homeless AIDS patients, actually turns into fat salaries, plush offices, and endless travel, as if conferences could cure AIDS. And even if the money is spent to get the poor in the position to take the new drugs, there may not be any drugs to take. And what of the healthy HIV-positive working-class folks who need the drugs now to stay healthy? We're letting them progress to AIDS needlessly. AIDS has formed its own bureaucracy, and the goal of any bureaucracy is the survival of the bureaucracy. What will happen when we finally cure AIDS one day? I imagine we'll have another flock of useless charities on our hands. The AIDS industry will probably go on, not unlike polio foundations that formed the March of Dimes when polio was eradicated. Come 1997, will this be the year of no access for some people with AIDS while drug companies reap maximum profit and AIDS industry management gave itself more raises? Will we look back and see the ones who died even though there were drugs that could have saved them? I'm hoping to survive another year, and I'm hoping that we can do better.
Jeff Getty is an AIDS activist. He lives in Oakland, California. Tomorrow is the anniversary of his historic baboon marrow transplant. He came to us by way of member station KQED in San Francisco.